Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. I want to thank everyone once again for tuning in tonight. It's Wednesday, August 28th, 2013. Boy, time is just flying by, isn't it, my beloved? Well, once again, thank you for tuning in. It's 9:30, so you must be listening to Free Inside Ministry on 99.5 FM The Word. Just want to be gracious and shout out to all of my beloved, all of my brethren, my brothers and sisters that are in the various facilities that were able to go out and reach out with Free Inside Ministry and our volunteers, and give a shout out to, by the time you hear this, we will have been at Wayava tonight. It's been a while, my brothers, but we're coming back. And Lynn and I'm sure we'll have a blessed time with you this evening. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Tomorrow night is going to be at the women's facility, but tonight at the women's facility, I believe it's Sons of Thunder, Davey D, Greg Hammer, Don O'Brien from 95.5 The Fish, and Taya Aute Vaga will have been there this evening, and I think they're with Impact 808. So my sisters out there, WCCC, enjoy yourselves, and we'll be seeing you tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Heard that you have a powerful speaker tonight, a person that the Lord has delivered from the clutches of the devil himself. Tayao Tavaga, Pastor Tayao, is going to be giving the word, I hear, and you're going to be blessed. You're going to be so blessed this evening. Can't wait to see you tomorrow night. And, FDC was wonderful this week. Halava will be back there on Friday for chapel. And Saturday, OCCC will be coming once again. Actually, last night was wonderful. Got to share that with all of you. We didn't have Tuesday is our only day or evening that my wife and I are not in the system in one of the facilities. So, we rushed home before the sunset. And we were able to fire up that grill and cook a steak. And, boy, I had some asparagus, a little olive oil, Hawaiian salt, and some fresh pepper, and that asparagus. Man, I can't see why I spent $13 on that at Asagio's. Love it, but we can do, I think, two full bunches for less than $13 by ourselves. But just had a wonderful time, a nice time to rest and to relax and to be thankful for all of the blessings God has bestowed upon us. My brothers and my sisters, I believe that when you have an attitude of gratitude, when you have that attitude of gratitude, you're going to notice that your altitude is going to increase. You're going to be not so petty. You're going to be more grateful about the blessings you have about you wherever you are, whatever your circumstance may be. But we need to be a little bit more thankful, I think, in our walk every day. But I just want to give a shout out to everyone tuning in. It's just a blessing. I want to give a shout out to Brother Mark Benson and his crew over there at Honolulu Ford for making the dream of Free Inside Ministry on the radio a reality. And I want to give a big shout out to Camp Agape, Pastor Roy and his beautiful bride Char. They're going to be having Camp Agape this week. And I believe his website is campagapehawaii.com. Campagapehawaii.com. Go there, support them, make a donation, or get online and see if you can volunteer. And 150 children of those that are incarcerated are going to be blessed down at Camp Agape this weekend. A lot of volunteers, 300 volunteers. And I know that we have Chaplain Jesse McGuire, Dr. McGuire from Saguaro, Arizona. I think he just arrived today. He's going to be down there. He is a chaplain in the facility in Arizona that we go to visit every year, twice a year. And also, Pastor Luis Garcia is here with his family. Now, he is actually the administrator of the programs in the Faith Pod at Saguaro. He's going to actually meet the children of the uncles and the grandpas and the fathers that he ministers to in Arizona. It's going to be a blessed time. We're going to have some time to share together with each other next week. So God's just doing a mighty thing. And, lift Camp Agape in prayer because, it's hard enough being a child growing up today in today's society. But it's even harder when your parents or your parent is incarcerated. Amen? Because you know how we can be. But, it's all about choices, my brothers. We've been talking about Jonah, and we talked about the whale and trying to run from God and how that doesn't work. And then tonight, I just wanted to share with you, my brothers, because when we're in the facilities talking to our brethren, You know, I usually open up with some humor. I try and break the ice with them, so to speak, and try to share some aloha with them and make them laugh a little bit, break the monotony that's there and break the darkness that engulfs them, you know. And so one thing that I do is I say, well, how many of us, my brothers or my sisters, have ever lied? Unbeknownst, and, you know, amazingly enough, only half the room raises their hand. But I say, don't worry, for those of you that haven't raised your hand, the Lord sees your heart. Hallelujah. And the second question that I ask my beloved is, I said, now, how many of us, now going back small kid time to when we used to take bubble gum from the Japanese man store on the corner in the neighborhood, just for a flashback there, you know, I think it was the, not the Hubba Bubba, what was it, the Swell? Remember the pink one? Ooh, that thing was on them. Big bubbles. And then Kanebo came out, the Japanese one, those stick to your face. But anyway, so the second thing that I ask my beloved is, I say, how many of us have ever stole something? Mind you, we are in prison. About two-thirds of the room raises their hand. I say, for those of you who haven't raised your hand, the Lord sees your heart. And then the third question that I pose to my brothers and sisters that are there with us, how many of us have ever seen a friend of ours with a really nice watch, or they're over there and they have a really nice car or something that we really want? We covet it. We actually covet it and wish that we had it. Well, in that scenario, I ask how many of us have done that, and usually all of them at this time have raised their hand in agreement. Hallelujah. And I said, see, my brothers and sisters, because I raise my hand on every single question that I ask, we're all sinners and fall short of the glory of God. Amen. No sin is better than one sin. No sin is greater than one sin. No sin is lesser than one sin. Sin is sin is sin is sin. There is only one person that walked the face of this earth that was perfect, and that was Jesus. He was the innocent lamb. He was slain at the cross. He had committed no crime, but yet convicted to die by the cross. Amen. Crucifixion, to refresh your memory. Hallelujah. So tonight, you know, I was just kind of segueing. I was trying to move my way into where we're going to go tonight, because I think we all struggle with sin. I don't think there's anyone that is within earshot of tonight that has not struggled with sin at some point or sometime in your lives. We're all in the same boat. You see, my brothers and my sisters, the problem with Christianity is we're all in the bus, okay? Now imagine the bus going over the edge of the cliff. So now we're over the cliff, we're falling straight down, and we're going to crash into the ocean. But we're all Christians in this bus. But what's going on inside the bus is so confusing, because we're going, why are you sitting in row 1A? I thought that was my seat. I'm in seat number 8. I'd really rather be closer to the front. And why is my friend in 22B? We'd like to move him up in the bus. You see, we miss the picture sometimes. The bus is crashing, but we're worried about what seat we have in the bus. Amen? Amen. So we want to get right into the word this evening, if we could. For those of you, and I asked you the other night, if I came by your house and I said, hey, let's go makapu. First two things you grab is your board and your fins. Grab one towel too. If I said, hey, we're going to go movies, first thing you're going to do is grab your phone and grab some cash. If I said, hey, we're going to go play tennis, you're going to grab your tennis racket and some tennis balls. So I say, hey, we're going to listen to Brother Bull on Free Inside. What are we going to grab? That's right, the radio and the Bible. Amen, amen. So for those of us with your sword this evening, because we're going to go into battle. You see, we're waging war. You probably heard that song, it's waging war. We wage war against the enemy. We wage war against the devil every day, because a thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come to give you life and in abundance. Amen. And so the thief is coming after your family. The thief is coming after your children. The thief is coming after your grandchildren. You see, the devil's job is to make you forget any good that's happened in your life, stop any good that's going on right now, and prevent any good that's going to happen in your life. Amen? But my brothers and my sisters, you got to realize that your future is a lot better than where you've been. I know that God, I have no doubt that God will work it out. Amen? Because Jeremiah 29:11 says that, for I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for hope and a future. That's Jeremiah 29:11. You see, we have a website that you can check out, www.freeinsideministry.org. And for those of you still paddling your stand-up board in the wave of social media. We have a Facebook page reaching out to 22 countries, 19 languages, over 30,000 people a week it touches right now. And I have no explanation for that except one word, God. Let me explain that again. What is the explanation for the far-reaching impact Free Inside Ministry has, not only in the state of Hawaii, not only in the city of Honolulu, not only in the United States, but around the world through technology? God is the reason. It's not about anything we do. It's about everything God does through us. And that's why it's just unbelievable. Those four words, my brothers and sisters, that I always tell you will change your life forever. Lord, here I am. Lord, here I am. You know, we were talking about jonesing the other night, right? We always get something. Maybe it's a hobby. Maybe it's golf. Maybe it's working out. You know, for some of us, could have been running. You know, hey, some of us like to surf a lot, boogie board, or maybe just lie out at the beach. Shopping is a popular one with, you know, all the women. They like to go shopping. We know some people, and I'm not preaching to the choir. You know, God bless me with someone who doesn't like to shop too much. Hallelujah. But there are some people that, they literally live like how we talk about it, shop till you drop. But it's a never ending battle. It's a big puka that they have inside. As soon as they buy one pair of shoes, hello, Imelda, they got to buy another one and another one. I've been in homes when I've had my construction company where there are boxes of shoes, but still had the tags on them, but they was buying more shoes. Unreal, yeah. So we all have something, you know, and for some of us who have made choices that we sometimes regret or all the time regret, maybe some of our addictions was the pipe. Could have been a needle, could have been the high, could have been some weed, could have been the bottle, could have been abusive relationships, could have been lifestyles that were not right, could have been in the pills, could have been anything. But anytime you feel like you're jonesing, gotta have it, jonesing, that's what I'm talking about. And what I wanted to share is that imagine if you could take that passion, imagine if you could take that desire, imagine if you could take that feeling of where you just needed it, and you was jonesing for Jesus. Hallelujah. I wish we could get more people jacked up for Jesus. I wish I could get more people jonesing for Jesus. Because, you know, there's no high like the Most High. Hallelujah. Because no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can comprehend what the Lord has planned for those who love him. Amen. Because my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Hallelujah. So we want to get into, I'm going to be in Romans chapter 7, if we could tonight. If you could open up your Bible, we'll be coming out of the New Living Translation and also the Jesus book. We're going to be talking some pigeon tonight. Amen. And so this is really interesting because it talks about the struggle with sin, which is something that we all go through, if not every day, every other day. Amen. We all fall short of the glory of God. Amen. Because we're all sinners in the same boat. Hallelujah. But you see, let's go with chapter 7, and we're going to be in verse 14. I'm going to read through this and have some dialogue, and you know, I'll come back with the Jesus book so we get a better grasp. You know, sometimes it's okay to eat beef stew, you know, but sometimes you need that something. You need that chili pepper water for gas them up a little bit. Give it some hoota, baby. Spice it up. We're going to kick it up. Kick it up a notch, Emerald. Kick it up. Hallelujah. I wish Emerald was here. That boy can cook. But my brothers, I know I'm not going to make you hungry. So let's go with Romans chapter 7, verse 14. So the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. The trouble is with me, for I am all too human, a slave to sin. I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I know that what I'm doing is wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. So I am not the one doing wrong. It is a sin living in me that does it. And I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. I've discovered this principle of life that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. Amen? That almost sounds like a Dr. Seuss story, like Green Eggs and Ham. I am what I am. I am what I am, old Sam. Because it's a struggle that we all go through. It's not just a struggle for the pastors. It's not just a struggle for the apostles. It's not a struggle just for the prophets or the teachers or the evangelists, the fivefold ministry. This is a struggle that we all go through at one time or another. Now, I did want to share that in the Jesus book, if I may, and then we'll come back to a few points to share with each other. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 7, verse 14, the Jesus book. We know that the rules come from God's special spirit, but me, I only one guy. I make just like I'm a slave that gotta do only kind of bad stuff. I don't know what I stay doing because, hey, I don't do the things I like do. I do the things that I don't like. If I do the things I don't like do, then I know that the rules stay good. Because that's not me that do them. But the bad kind of stuff that stay inside me, stay do them. I know that no more nothing good inside me. Every time inside me, I like do the bad kind of stuff. I like do the good kind of stuff, but then I don't know how to do them. The good kind of stuff that I like do, I don't do them. But the bad kind of stuff I don't like do, I do them. Now, when I do what I don't like, that's not me that make me do them, but the bad kind of stuff that stay inside of me. That's sure. Just like when get one rule that say when I like do the good kind of stuff, get the bad kind of stuff inside me, then no like me do them. Now, I stay real good inside when I think about the rules from God. But just like get one different kind of rule inside me that every time go jam me up. The way I think, I like do what stay good, but I no can. Just like the bad kind of rules stay inside my body and stay make me one prisoner, they just gotta do any kind of bad kind of stuff. I stay all sore inside. Just like no more nobody can take me out of the bad kind of stuff before that go cut me off from God. But you know what? You know what? God, he the one that can get me out of that. Mahalo plenty to God because our boss, Jesus Christ, can do him. So this is how I stay. My own self, I stuck. No matter my head, like do everything. God's rule say for do the way I stay inside. Just like get another rule that say I got to do bad kind of stuff. Amen? Amen. How many of us have walked that path where we find ourselves in the middle of doing something and we know to the core of our soul it's not a representation of our love of God. It's not, and we are not living in Christ at that moment. We're just so far from that. But we know better. Remember, for those of you that are mature, I was going to say old, but that sounds rude. For those of you that are mature, you might remember a comedian, Philip Wilson, and he always used to have a other genre, another side of him. And whenever he would do his skits on TV, now he was a funny guy, but he would always say, the devil made me do it. Whenever he did something wrong or he did something bad or something that wasn't proper, he would always say, the devil made me do it. And I find that so ironic because right here in the book of Acts, in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 14 through 25, we talk about struggling with sin. See, in this, the author is saying, the trouble is with me, for I'm all too human, a slave to sin. I don't really understand myself or what I want to do, what is right, but I don't do it. Even small kid time growing up, you know, we didn't want to listen to our parents say we knew what we was doing. We was breaking the curfew, staying out late. But funny, we still broke the curfew. You know, sometimes the laws are there. Sometimes the rules are there, and it takes us probably a lifetime to realize that, to protect us, to keep us in alignment, to keep us where God wants us to be, to keep us in the safe zone. You know, it's just like in our walk with Christ. There are certain rules and certain commandments that God has given us and required us to live by, but we always fall short of the mark, and a lot of times we fall outside of the sandbox. And that's what happens when it becomes a time of correction. You see, my brothers and my sisters, the Bible, Some of us call it basic instructions before leaving Earth. The Bible and the Word of God is the authorized, the inerrant, inspired, infallible Word of God. Although it might have been written by disciples and other writers because they held a pen, it's the inspired Word of God. It's God Himself. And you have to realize the Word of God was here 2,000 years ago. And also that the Word of God is here today, and the Word of God will be here 2,000 years from now. Governments will fall, as we're watching right now around in the Middle East. Kingdoms will go by the wayside. And everyone in power will at one time or another be taken over or take over another person or another kingdom or another country. You see, but the one thing that remained constant through all that time has been the Word of God. Amen? You see, and that's what's incredible. Who was and is to come. That's what we're reading. And so we realize the struggles we have with sin. But in this chapter, in this verse, in verse 25, actually in verse 24, oh, what a miserable person I am. How many of us have felt like that? You might be sitting on the edge of your bed right now, on the edge of your bunk, just looking up at the ceiling, listening to this radio program, saying, Brother Bula, this is all me right here. Well, my brothers and sisters, this is all me too. There have been times in my life where I've done things and I've looked up and says, oh man, I'm worthless. How pilau can I be? Just like in verse 24 in chapter 7 in the book of Romans. What a miserable person I am. And you sit there and you, just like in this verse, who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? All of our lives are dominated by sin, and we have loved ones that die around us all the time. Amen? But in verse 25, hallelujah, we have an option. We have a choice. We have a solution. We have an answer. And it says, thank God, exclamation point. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord, period. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. Hallelujah. That is in verse 25. But also, you have to realize the statement that is made there. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. My brothers and my sisters, I tell you when I'm with you, my brethren, I don't care what you did. Okay, I really don't. But I care what you're going to do. Amen? And I don't care what you've said, but I care what you're going to say moving forward. I don't care about the choices you've made, but I'm there to help you about the choices you're going to make. Amen? It's all about moving forward. It's all about moving from the past. If you're going to live in the past, you're going to stay stuck and stupid. You see, a lot of us think, oh, Bula, but I'm not ready. I'm not perfect. I got to clean up my act. You know, I get so much pilaki. I get so much baggage in my life, Bula. You know, God don't like me right now. No, you see, that's where the mistake is, my brothers and my sisters. Jesus said, come as you are, not stay as you are. Jesus said, come as you are, not stay as you are. Because you got to know this. Where you are going is much more important than where you have been. Amen? You have to know that. But you got to realize that sometimes, you know, the power of love is good and the power of God is great. But it's only when the power of the love of God is going to allow you to see miracles, signs, and wonders. Your life will be changed. Amen? Because, so what if your life is messy? Really, what's that all about? Everybody's life is messy. But you see, it's not, perfection is not the plan. Purpose is. Where you're sitting right now, you might be saying, Bula, my life is all messed up. Bula, it's just ugly right now. I'm in a situation, Bula. I've got a situation. I got something I'm going through. You know, I've got something I'm going through. I have to deal with something. Anybody got a situation like that? I got some junk in my trunk I need to take care of. Everybody's got that. But you got to realize that it's time, power already. Enough being messed up. Let's get blessed up, my brothers and sisters. Amen. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, man, just call out to Jesus Christ. Call out to God. He's waiting to bless you, my brothers and sisters. He's waiting to lift you up from that mud that you're sitting in. He's waiting to lift you up from that filth that you're living in. He's waiting to lift you up to wash you clean. You see, man white washes, but God washes white. Hallelujah. The sins were paid for by the price that was paid on the cross of Jesus. When he was hanging on that cross, being crucified for your sins, my sins, our children's sins, the sins of the world, that's the price that was paid. Hallelujah. You see, God's going to meet you where you're at in order to take you where he wants you to go. Look where he met Jonah. He met Jonah in the belly of the fish. We've just been studying about Jonah in the belly of the fish. When you are sitting there in your facility, may it be Wai'ava, may it be Halava, you might be down in OCCC, you might be in FDC, you might be in WCCC, you might be in Saguaro, Arizona. You are in the belly of the fish right now. And look what Jonah did when he was in the belly of the fish. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody. Jonah prayed. Jonah was in a situation that didn't look good. Jonah was in a situation that didn't have any light. Jonah was in the worst spot he could be in his life. And that's where you, my brothers and my sisters, could be right now, sitting down going, woe is me, woe is me. No, no, scratch that. Say, why not me? Instead of saying, why me, why not me? God's setting you up. God is setting you up for the greatest comeback in your life. This might be a setback right now, but like we say, it's not the end in the road, it's the bend in the road. Hallelujah. You've got to wake up, you've got to get up, and you got to step up. You got to get ready. You got to do your part. God's not going to do for you what you can do for yourself. Hallelujah. You've got to go up and you've got to make an effort. If you're happy with your life, if you're happy with where you're at, if you're happy with the way your situation is, God bless you. Because if know this, if anything else, God loves you right where you're at. Hallelujah. But God loves you too much to leave you where you're at. That's why we come into the prison. That's why the love of God compels us to reach the lost, to reach the broken, to lift down and lift you up, because someone's going to do it, and that's going to be us. Hallelujah. Because the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, if you're tired of being messed up, I want you to be blessed up. Amen. If you're tired of being sick and tired, then grab onto the ship. Grab a hold of Jesus. You know, just try to change your life. Because if you think the world is going to get you out of where you're at, you're in for a big surprise. Because the world puts you where you're at, but the word of God is going to take you out of there. Amen. Because God loved you so much, he took you out of what you were doing to put you in a place where you could hear him when he wants to talk to you. But it's all about choice. You see, God's all about choice. God wants to talk to you, but in a conversation, in a relationship, it's two-way. You've got to reach out, and he'll reach out. God's not going to do for you what you can do for yourself. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Spirit-filled and Spirit-led tonight. Hallelujah for the Holy Spirit. Get some rest. Be blessed. Pray to your Father tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night. God bless each and every one of you.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.